I remember going to the Nevada test site. That was one of our early kind of projects as a center. I published a guidebook to that place in 1996, after a couple of years of going out there and working with the DOE to sort of open the place up, we would submit a list of sites we wanted to visit and photograph, and they would scratch out ones and say okay to this one, no to that one. And we kept doing that until we felt like we finally saw enough of it, we could begin to describe it in a more sort of holistic way. Initially, they weren't all that comfortable with the information because they were so resistant in letting us out there and do stuff. But they ended up embracing the publication and distributing it to all Bechtel employees mm-hmm. as part of their familiarization of the site. So we were able to kind of ratchet it open with just more information, more awareness of what went on there over the years, more, you know, with an increase in the sort of history of the place. More, you know, people came at it from all sides, did what they could with it, but the information genie was a little further out of the bottle there. That feels like progress, and maybe I'm wrong. But it feels like progress, and towards coming, you know, better understanding of things, and better understanding means better decisions. But you know, everything is political, as they say. But our politics might be a little more disorienting for people, mm-hmm. maybe a bit. But I think when you're disoriented, you're also searching for your bearings, you know, and you're engaged with the material, and I think that. Sometimes a little bit of confusion is a good thing because it sort of gets you searching for answers rather than sticking within the answers you've already had all along. You know, when you're disoriented, confused, you don't know the political vectors of a display. You know, say you look for it, you try and figure it out rather than oh well that was put up by the lobbying group that's trying to